This week in music history, this coming Sunday, the 21st of Feb, 1972, the rock band released a single in the US, peaking at number 47 on the chart, this specific rock band. They often used this either as an encore or to open live shows between 71 and 75. The song is based on one of the most popular structures in rock and roll, namely the 12-bar blues progression in A. Robert Plant wrote the lyrics, which were in response to critics who claimed their previous album, Led Zeppelin III, wasn't really rock and roll. Led Zeppelin III, as you know, had more of an acoustic folk sound, and Plant wanted to prove them wrong, and he wanted to rock out, and that's exactly what he did. Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones actually played this at Live Aid in 1985. I bet you didn't know that. It was the first time they played together since the death of their drummer, John Bonham, in 1980. And did you know Stevie Nicks added this to her live set in 2001? And then in 1985, we are going back in time. It was a number one album called Meat is Murder. The lead singer has been a strict vegetarian since his teens. I'll tell you all about that during the show. And their bassist told Mojo magazine, and I quote, he said, "I found the whole song hypnotic." And obviously, the bass dictates the whole way through it. Great song that's coming up. In music news, Billy Joel marked his 50th year as a solo artist by launching the New York State of Mind. And then there's an Elvis biopic coming to theaters in America on the 24th of June that stars Austin Butler, and he's the king. And then Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker. Because of the pandemic and some COVID shutdowns during production, the movie took 2 years to make. Hopefully we'll see that in South Africa as well. And then news about guitarist Brian May. He wants to see a Beatles biopic in the style of his own band, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. That could be interesting. My 80s at 8 song.
When my love said to me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's offering. Some say troubles abound, someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast Child sings again.
25th of Feb, 1989, we're going back. A Scottish band, they were at number one on the UK singles chart. A song that is 6 minutes 29 seconds. Now, at the time, it was the second longest UK number one after the Beatles' Hey Jude. The B-side of the single was Mandela Day, which was written for Nelson Mandela's 70th birthday concert on June the 11th, 1988. High School Classics, Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. See you then.
Well, sweet surrender.